Hello and welcome. This is On Mic with Jordan Rich. Great to be with you as we welcome conversation with creative people who have a lot to say and a lot to offer. Since 1984, an organization here in the New England area called Friendship Works has worked to reduce elder isolation, connecting volunteers with older adults for friendship and support and a whole lot more. They have a big fundraiser, some tickets still available, November the 12th, 2023, at the Cheers Bar, the Hampshire House in Boston. And in celebration of a big anniversary year coming up, I've invited Janet Seckel-Cerotti, the executive director of Friendship Works, to join me to talk about this fine organization that brings friendship, hope, life, and connectivity to those elders who might be alone. As you're listening, check out the website. It's fw4elders.org. Friendship Works and Janet Seckel-Cerotti, who's joining us now on mic. Janet, it's so nice to see you. You and I have worked together mostly on the phone. This is an opportunity to say hello and wave to each other on screens, but it's nice. Good to see you.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful to see you.
We've been veterans at what we do. You've had nearly 40 years at the helm of this wonderful organization, and congratulations on that. You want to talk a little bit about, first, the evolution of Friendship Works and then the mission statement, and then what I want to do is get into the needs. So, where and when was it founded and why?
It was founded as a program in 1984. So this coming year, we will be in our 40th year. We're beginning that now. And because we recognized that people were aging in place without family or friends around. At that point in the early 80s, you know, many young people had found that they could travel more than in past generations, were finding jobs, finding themselves. And older adults, even their parents and grandparents, were living alone. And there was a study done by, I believe, the Robert Johnson Foundation that saw that people did not fare as well when they didn't have family around. At least the older generation did not. And so our mission, our enduring mission, is to reduce social isolation, improve quality of life, and maintain the dignity of older adults in the greater Boston area. Our vision really is to end elder isolation, and we do that by creating connections. So we started actually with a group of congregations of many different faiths in the greater Boston area, health organization, human services, and just a lot of wonderful volunteers and young older adults.
What's really cool is the interfaith connections and the fact that everyone's pitching in and has been since the 80s. And I know you've become a 501c3 and have branched out to not just downtown Boston, but other communities in the metro area, correct?
Yes, we started out for the first 7 years as a program of an organization called Boston Aging Concerns, Young and Old United. We're an intergenerational program, and then in 1991 became our own 501c3 named Matchup Interfaith Volunteers, which then now is Friendship Works.
Janet, there is a national, I'll call it an epidemic of loneliness. Even the Surgeon General made some statements and reports about that. Certainly post-pandemic, the pandemic threw everybody into the loneliness cycle. But how serious is the problem today? I mean, we talked about 84, but what's going on out there in our communities now?
We've seen since COVID and a little bit before that there's been an increase in social isolation. And there's lots of reasons, and I think it'll take another generation to really analyze it fully. Social media actually has helped that. It connects people, but it also separates people. Also, for older adults, many people are living alone with more physical disabilities, and they still can live a full life, but may need some support and aren't getting out as much. And it's harder to create new friendships as your older friendships either pass away or live further away, or it's hard to get transportation to see them. And one of the ideas of Friendship Works is really to facilitate friendships. We don't create it. The two people create it themselves, but to facilitate friendships that hopefully will be lifelong. And we do that in Boston, Brookline, Cambridge, Somerville, and Newton.
And that's for those of you listening all over the world, do your geography. It's all within the greater Boston area here in Massachusetts. So we're talking about volunteers, a volunteer force that has been expanding over the years. Let's talk about who these people are and why we need more of them. Who are the kind of folks who volunteer for this kind of work?
Our volunteers are ages 18 up through their 90s. They can be 100 and over. We have not had yet. We do serve people over 100. We serve people 50, 60 and older, 55 and older if they have vision or hearing impairment. And the volunteers are people of all backgrounds, all different experiences, all different statuses in life, but who themselves find that they have the time and the desire for themselves to be in relationship with somebody new or to help out. There's lots of different motivations people have. And we have five different programs that are all free of charge to the elder, to the older adult, and are that we provide regardless of where they live in the geographic areas that we serve. And we want people to have access to all of our programs. So there are five different ways that we bring joy and comfort and companionship, friendship, and assistance.
Sure. Do you want to run through what those five programs are quickly?
I'd love to. Thank you for asking. Yeah. They're friendly visiting, and we're literally like matchmakers, but for friendship and support. And we take a lot of things into consideration, where somebody lives, what their interests are. You want to play chess, we'll try and find you a chess player to play chess with. If you want to go out for a walk, we will do that. If people are want to talk about physics or history, we try and find things that any of us would want in a friendship, or just that a gut reaction from us that these people would enjoy one another. And also the friendships bring things that friends bring to each other. So sometimes we assist with different things. We'll, help out with some tasks of life as they come up. We have a medical escort program, and that is so necessary. There are so many of us who don't go to medical appointments because they don't have someone to go to the appointment with them, and for physical or emotional reasons need that support, and we provide that support. It's not necessarily the transportation, but it is that friend, that daughter, son, that neighbor that goes with you, stays with you, will go into the appointment if requested, make sure you get your pharmacies on your way home, and brings you back to your door. So it's door through door. And many people can't even make an appointment unless they know they have someone who's going to go home with them. And many people don't. And for any number of reasons, many of us who are younger don't have somebody we can ask to spend 3 or 4 hours together going to an appointment. So it's certainly harder as we get a little bit older. Our other program is Friendly Helping. And those are projects that I say those of us who are able-bodied take for granted. But it can be a quality of life or a necessity of life, going to help shop with somebody. It can be helping to fill out a form. It can help organize a closet. You can't get down on the floor anymore. You want somebody to come over who you can trust to do that. Or you want to go see an art exhibit and you have no one to go with, or to go see the ocean and you're just a few miles away, but you actually haven't seen the ocean in many years because you've had no way to get there, and we can go do that
right,
with you.
Right.
And other two programs are Pet Pals, and that's our outreach to older adults who live in assisted living or nursing homes, and we bring a pet pal team, a dog or cat or guinea pig with their human to visit on a regular basis, to befriend people and bringing the unconditional love of a pet and that friendship of the human to any residents of nursing homes and assisted livings. And our music program is our most recent program, and that brings music and action, sometimes Zumba, playing music, doing music, connecting through music to adults who live in senior housing. And we do these programs, but they're bilingual, they're in Spanish and English. But if somebody speaks another language for any of our programs, we will do everything to accommodate that and find a volunteer who speaks the same language that they do.
What an inspiring program. Let me just mention the website. It's Friendship Works, but the website is FW4elders.org. And if you just Google Friendship Works, it'll come up anyway, but FW4elders.org. And I was thinking, with the demographic shifting, we know the population is aging, fewer young people, more old people. The needs are greater than ever. So tell me about the volunteers and what kind of training and help you give them And obviously, you just don't send anybody out. You call the right people for the right assignments.
Yeah, so people volunteer with us. They can go on our website and sign up to volunteer and fill out a short form. And we do vet our volunteers. So we do a Corey check and we ask for some reference checks to make sure that they're responsible. So that and we also go visit the elder in their own home to make sure that everything is okay, to make a good match, to create a safe environment for both the volunteer and the older adult. The volunteers, as I said, we do an interview with everybody to make sure that we're matching them appropriately, that we're bringing somebody into their life that they really will, you know, enjoy being with, and that sure. This is something that they will want to do for a long time.
It fits both personalities, and people come back from these experiences. I've talked to some of the volunteers with just a renewed sense of connection and feeling that they've done something nice for somebody else, which is the greatest feeling in the world, let's face it. And yeah, some of these bonds, I imagine, go on for quite a while.
We have had matches. I know my first match that I made, I am now the director. But when I started out, I was a volunteer coordinator and I matched folks. And my first match turned out to last for 18 years. Some will match, you know, some will last 2 or 3 years, sometimes the older adult or the volunteer. And the volunteer can be an older adult, actually, sometimes somebody who's 80 is in healthier status than somebody who's 60 or 65. So it depends, you know, mm-hmm. where, what direction it is. And we feel like we're enhancing lives of both the elder as well as the volunteer, whatever age they are. But there's often, quite often, social activities for older adults are offered in group settings and require traveling. And also, some people don't like groups. That's not where they're at in their life. But everybody needs a friend. Everybody needs someone they can count on. Or everybody every now and then needs help. I know I call on people just for my computer stuff. And, you know, whether it's my spouse or my children or an office worker. So not to have anybody to call to help out is an issue. I sure. believe that we are all interdependent. That's a rare day in our life that we are independent and we all need someone. And sometimes those people change, but not everyone's willing to leave their home or able to. And so we bring the world in to people who may not be able to get out. And we provide that one-on-one support to anybody that's in need and that right. fits the parameters of our program.
And just knowing that you're not forgotten, that somebody cares, even if it's just a friendly visit, it might be to talk or to play a card game or something like that. It makes such a difference in the lives of these wonderful folks. Now, you're powered by donation, and that's one of the reasons we have you on today, because we want people to know they can donate not just their time, but their resources to make this thing happen. And before we ask you how they can do that, is there a national movement like this in other cities and other parts of the country? I imagine there are organizations. Yours, I would think, would be one of the leading organizations in this field.
We helped to start something many years back called Interfaith Volunteer Caregiver National Network, which now is called NVCA, the National Volunteer Caregiving Network, which people can look up. So there are programs somewhat similar to us in other states throughout the United States. Ours is particularly special in terms of the combination of the five programs that we have and the age range of the volunteers. I wanted to say one more thing about the volunteers, which is that many of our volunteers will say that many of our volunteers are in their 20s and 30s, but we have volunteers in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, in every decade of life, starting in the teens. But they will say that nobody listens to me the same way that their new friend, their mm-hmm. elder friend does, that there is that component of paying attention and of it being a special relationship. And we hear that over and over again, that the volunteer feels that they get as much, if not more, out of their time volunteering as they feel that the person that they are visiting. They just happen to be more mobile.
As we record this, we're gearing up, and I'll be part of it as your MC, for a big event coming up November the 12th on the calendar. And again, we're recording this in October at a very famous, iconic spot in Boston, the Cheers Bar. It's the Hampshire House, and it's called Cheers to 40 Years. You want to explain what that event's going to be all about?
Sure. It's Cheers. We chose Cheers because it is the place where, if for people who remember the show Cheers, it's a place where everyone knows your name. And we want we feel that way about our work. That's what we want, that everybody is seen and feels heard and that we know your name. And so we're excited, and it is an iconic place in Boston, as you said. We're going to have a magician, actually, because somebody said to us, your mission is magic. So we said, well, let's bring that to fruition. So we're going to have a magician there. We're going to laugh, and a comedian, because part of life and enjoying life throughout is being able to laugh. We are going to have music. We're also going to show a short video and tell a little bit of the story. And it's just a time to have camaraderie and meet one another and to celebrate 40 years of friendship and support in Boston. And everybody is welcome. We have a few tickets left. It's November 12th. You can get onto our website, www.fw4elders.org, or you can look up Friendship Works. It's all one word, and you'll find us on Google or some other site. And you can find out more about the event and sign up if you'd like to come or donate. And for those who can't come to that, we do have an annual walk in May, the Sunday after Mother's Day in 2024. It'll be May 19th. And that is something that anybody can join and donate as much or as little as you are able to. And no donation is too small and no donation is too large to support the work that we're doing.
Well, you failed to mention the comedian happens to be Jimmy Tingle, who's right. known internationally. He's a good friend of mine, wonderful guy, sweetheart of a gentleman, and very funny. And I'm looking forward to being there as well. And again, some tickets available. We'll be doing more promos on radio to announce that. You'll sell out, no question about it. It really speaks to people stepping up, and you've been doing it, you and your colleagues, for 40 years. But more of us have such an opportunity now to just extend kindness and extend friendship, which to an elder person who's alone can be an elixir, can be a magical potion of life and energy, even for a few minutes, a few hours, a day or two.
Some of the people whose lives we inhabit and share are people who literally do not have somebody other than Friendship Works in their life as a social connection. And for others, they do have some friends or some family, but they really need somebody else. And even if you're family around, sometimes you need a friend that's your chosen friend that you share other things with your family members. And so you don't have to be completely alone to utilize Friendship Works services at all. But if your life would be improved by having a new friend or the kind of support that we are able to offer or to volunteer with us as a way of giving that, yeah. you know, please just call and check us out. We serve over 1,600 older adults each year. And as I said, older is, now that I'm getting older, is a different word, but I wear that with pride on our sleeve. Not everybody gets the chance to grow older. So right. It's really a privilege. And older today is considered 60 and older. And as I said, 55 and older, if there's vision or hearing impairments. And even if you feel young,
You've got beautiful gray hair. I mean, it's beautiful. And my gray beard, George Clooney-esque, suggests that we've earned these stripes. So we want to share with others and help others. And one more note, what I'm sure many of the volunteers tell you is not only am I befriending someone who may be elderly, and I'm getting to know a very interesting person, a person with a full life, with experience, with stories, with a career, with maybe books or art or travel. I mean, these are not empty vessels. These are huge, delightful vessels of life and living and experience. I think that's fabulous.
This is us, right? We are this. And if you're younger, you want to grow older and you want to be respected and you want people to come to visit with you and be interesting and share your wisdom. So we always think of it as a two-way match when it comes to the friendly visiting. Each of our programs is different and they're constructed differently. But really, you want to feel like you have gifts to give to somebody else. And as I said, a friendship only works if it's two ways. And these are ways. And let me tell you one story. Though, because you are a radio man, let me tell you one story that might connect to you. So we had somebody who was an an older adult who was had been a visual artist and a DJ for much of his life, but he was in an accident. He's only in his upper 60s, so he's a young man. And so he became, he doesn't have good mobility anymore and became quite lonely and isolated and yet had a good spirit. And his world became very limited. Well, we matched him with somebody who is also a visual artist and a photographer. And their tastes were quite different from one another. So there were challenges on what's considered good taste in art and music, but they learned from one another. And now they're doing a project together in visual arts. So they're putting their forces together and doing something and being creative together. And they never would have met were it not for Friendship Works, and that both of them, one wanted to volunteer and the other one admitted that they really wanted somebody new in their life. And we were able to do that. So that's a gift that we get when we work at Friendship Works, or if you're a volunteer, knowing that you're really creating new connections in the world.
Very warm in my heart right now to hear that great story. And there are literally hundreds of stories just like that. Janet, thank you so much for stopping by. We have been ships passing over the years, but we always like to get a chance to get together and promote this wonderful organization. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Great work, Janet, you and your team. Again, folks, you can check out the website for Friendship Works. It is FW4elders.org. Once again, Friendship Works is FW4elders.org. Thanks for subscribing and downloading and rating and reviewing my podcast. I certainly appreciate it. We've got thousands of listeners all over the world, and if I could reach out and say thank you to each and every one of you, I would. Find out more at jordanrich.com. And till next time, remember to be well so you can do good. Take care.